The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, we're back, folks. We've got Davey on the phone with us in Texas. And, Davey, I got a couple things I want to ask you about. Now, if I may, pardon me for chopping up your conversation. I apologize. I want to hear your point of view. I said that you talked about the synagogue of Satan and the evil government called the U.S. government and so on. But the president of that government right now is a man named Donald John Trump. He's your friend. You don't think so?
You know what? If I had a chance to sit down and talk to him, I believe I'd show him the same information about the mass murder of my neighbors that I took to Dick Armey. And the rest of the members of Congress.
Well, but hang on, Davey, okay, I don't want to get tangled in specifics, but I want to just say, in general, do you think that Donald Trump is a true blue, red-blooded American patriot?
Well, you know what? If he loved the truth enough to be honest about the situation here on planet Earth, I think he'd be in a real tight spot. You know what I mean?
Hang on. I appreciate that answer, but you didn't actually answer the question. My question to you is this. Do you think right now that Donald John Trump, 72 years old, president of the United States, is a real red-blooded American patriot like your grandpappy was? And I can just guess that they were. That your grandparents were and your daddy was and your great-great... Don't you think Donald Trump is a genuine, red-blooded
I can't
patriot.
Honestly answer that because I've never met the man and I've never sat down and talked to him face-to-face, okay? I can tell
you you've
that.
Never met... Wait a minute. You've never met and talked face-to-face about all the people that you call the synagogue of Satan, but you're quite sure that they're the synagogue of Satan. It is quite... I've never met... Well, I've been in an audience...
I have, actually, but you know what? You can't describe my life for me because you didn't witness every step along the path that I traveled. But I can tell you this, the truth isn't going to go away if a whole bunch of people start believing in lies.
Okay, well, Jamie,
I have seen Gordon Paul's file and I've seen Vicki Weaver's file. And both of them identified that bankrupt corporate legal fiction that you call government. And I'll let you know, I spent 10 years studying government. I got a degree in government.
Okay. All right, Davey, hang on. All right, Davey, all right. But I'll cut to the point here. Is it, to me, the fact that Donald Trump is my friend and the friend of my children and their future is as obvious as the great big German nose on my face.
Well, I'm happy for you, man. I'm just telling you that unless and until people can honestly discuss the truth first before they go on some emotional roller coaster ride that's irrelevant to the truth isn't going to go away.
Okay, well, hang on, Davey. Look, it matters a whole lot, okay? It matters a whole lot that you've got a patriot in the White House. And it matters a whole lot. It's the only reason I have this show. If I didn't think this show would help Donald Trump, I'd quit right now, today. I wouldn't open the microphone again tomorrow, Monday night, if I thought this show hurt Donald Trump. That's how important I think he is to the future of white people in America, because what he represents is this. We finally have the huge, and Donald Trump says it in rallies over and over again. He says, this isn't a campaign. He said it at the rallies I attended in Duluth with my little kids and in Fargo, North Dakota, Duluth, Minnesota. He said, this isn't a campaign. This is a movement. And the 10,000 roaring, screaming 99% white people in that audience They confirmed it. That he has finally unleashed for white folks that they can actually speak for themselves and protect themselves, protect their jobs, protect their border, save their country, save their families, save their schools. We won't have under Donald Trump, we're not going to have Lon Horiuchis drawing a bead on Vicky Weaver and blowing her brains out with holding her baby. That's not going to happen with Donald Trump.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. But the other issue is, quite frankly, justice, okay? I was a child, and I was living in Memphis when Martin Luther King was shot there, and I went to a private school in Midtown, and I had to copy the Constitution every Saturday, including the preamble to the Constitution, in ink with no mistakes. And right there at the very beginning of the preamble to the Constitution, it says, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice. Okay? Now, you and I both know that taking the Cherokee Indians and sending them over to Oklahoma in the wintertime, that wasn't justice. Attacking the Branch Davidians with helicopters on Sunday morning, shooting through the roof and killing people and running in town and saying that the ATF...
Yes, we all know that. Yeah, you don't have to give us the whole history. Yes, of course, we all know that. Yes.
And I'm just saying, man, a whole lot of people been murdered and nobody's been prosecuted. Now, are we interested in justice or not? And when you mention World War One and World War Two, those synagogue of Satan money changers made hundreds of billions of dollars. And somebody like that rabbi at the Pentagon, Zakheim, misappropriated trillions of dollars.
Yeah, but see, now hang on, Davey. May I say here, this is just me with my 25 cents worth of opinion, when you try to put your finger on who's the enemy, it looks like you're landing on the Jews, to me.
No. Okay? I'm pointing. That's why I'm getting. If you'll give me a chance to get.
Well, hang on. No, just a sec. You said a lot. Okay. And when you go to the synagogue of Satan and this and that and so on, et cetera, you're talking about the evil people that, you know, profited from World War One and World War Two and so on. This is something. One reason the pro-white movement hasn't grown is that people have gone on radio shows and founded little tiny movements in which they constantly go out. I have some pretty good friends, I'm not going to use any names here, who can't stop talking about the Jews. The Jews did this. The Jews did that. And let me tell you, that doesn't sell with white America. It's been a colossal flop for more than half a century. George Lincoln Rockwell did it nonstop. We have people today who still do it nonstop. It fails just as badly now as it did then.
Let me ask you something in good faith, because I called you in good faith. When you read the first five books of the Bible, where do you find proselytes to Talmudic Judaism from the land of Gog and Magog?
Well, you got me there. You got me.
You don't. Okay, you don't.
I'll have to tap out. You win.
Don't find Dallas Cowboys at the Alamo either. That's why I mentioned that word gay, okay? People can feel sorry for sodomites. People can feel sorry for little bitty Jews.
Well, let me tell you, Davey, it's right in front of your face. Just your nose is right there just like mine, okay? Do you want to win, Davey? Do you have children and grandchildren?
Well, look, man.
That's not a fair question. Sorry, that's not a fair question. No,
do you know about targeted individuals?
Well, hang on, Davey. I've been a real target a lot of times. Davey, listen to this, and I'm doing it now. I live in the cross. You live in the crosshairs, Davey. It takes guts to do what I do. Okay, my name, my phone number, 701-317-5317. If you don't think that's my phone number, call it right now. You'll hear it ring. Okay, I'm in the crosshairs all the time, Davey, because I care and I've got guts. And I want my people to win. I do not
great.
Want my children.
Hang on,
Davey. It really matters to me whether my little children someday, when they're thinking about their daddy, was he a Nazi? No way are they going to think their daddy was a Nazi. No way are they going to have to explain that to their friends or to their children. I want them to be able to say that I was, like Donald Trump, a patriot, an American patriot who loved my people. Period. Not somebody selling Mein Kampf. The most hated book in history from the most hated man in history. the guy who killed more white people. How many white people did Adolf Hitler kill? How many scores of millions, including 12 million of his fellow Germans? The man was a monster. And anybody who's today trying to defend him or find some beautiful
feature. You know, I
didn't
call up to talk about Adolf Hitler, man.
The first
okay.
thing you said.
I didn't
the first
do
thing
that.
You said is I just read Mein Kampf. And you had some kind
I
of
didn't
a...
I didn't say that. I said I started reading it, and I okay. found the word Holocaust on page 693. But I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever seen the autopsy photograph of Melissa Morrison?
No, I haven't. Familiarize me with that murder.
Well, she was a little black girl down there at Mount Carmel. And if you look at her photograph, her autopsy photograph, you'll see that her torso is missing. Okay, but there
okay,
are
okay. No, wait a minute. Okay, okay, JV. Okay, look, please. Okay, well, you can call me privately.
I'm just saying, man. I took the results of the mass murder investigation to Congress. Okay, I took it up there. Okay,
JV,
presented it to them. And these murderers have not been arrested. This is 26th year. Okay,
JV, it's right in front of your face. Donald Trump is your president. He's a patriot, okay? And he's trying to save your country. And all these other things you talk about, you know, this, that, and the other, don't connect with the reality. That's the reason I asked. It was unfair to ask about children and grandchildren. But the point is, I want to win, as Donald Trump said. Winning is matters. Being right is, you know, I'm going to be right. I know about this little thing that didn't, this guy didn't, he got off. He didn't get prosecuted, so I'm right. Ha ha. I win. No, you lose. You lose. You gotta have a plan to win.
Something other than the truth, okay?
Well,
if you're
all right.
I'll hang up.
JV,
but I can
call
tell you
up.
This. The story of the children of Israel in the Bible is not about Jewish people. And
okay,
the
all right.
Davey,
don't interrupt me. Thank you, Davey. I am interrupting you. And Davey, you can call the show again, and we'll go into more of your theology again some other time. Thank you. We got a chunk of it here today, all right? And let me tell you, folks, that ain't going nowhere. That ain't going nowhere. We have to save our people. We have to win. We have to talk their language. We can't go off down some detour. That doesn't work with our people. Donald Trump has just, what is the Trump phenomenon? It's a great man, a genius. Somehow, how he did it, it's mind-boggling to me. He demonstrated to us how to win, and he actually won. And on all of our issues, everything we care about, he is pushing as hard as he can in the right direction. And our job is to back him up. To win. We've just been shown how to win. Let me see if I've got another caller here. I got a pretty passion there with Rob in Illinois. Rob, are you there? Come in, Rob.
I'm here.
Hey, Rob. Thank you for waiting. I apologize for the long wait. What's on your mind?
I wasn't waiting long. I just phoned in at the last minute there. So, hey, Dave, good stuff. Appreciate you, man. And Dave is, I believe, everything Dave said as far as him having a long and dedicated history and learning government and constitution and so on. So I would give the man a bit more breath than to be speaking over him. This is not the Alex Jones show, is it now, Kelso? I don't think it. I hope it's not, because if we're going to push it, if Alex Jones is going to go take a knee and take a fall, we don't need somebody else replacing him. This is not right. Okay?
Well,
and as far as our
Rob.
People go, we have, listen, we have real Americans right now in California being burned out the third year in a row with some anomaly-type fire weapons that they're using, whatever they want to call them. But there's all sorts of evidence out there. People out there taking photographic evidence, video evidence of all the anomalies that are dealing with blue beams coming from the sky. There are smart meters blowing up. Houses with no smart meters on them not burning down while all the houses around them are burning down. All this going on while our president, who we have faith in, who said he's giving power back to the people,
is doing zero about it. Now, he has no power to stop these crazy people from burning down America and implementing Agenda 21. Kelso, tell us about this. Tell us about saving our people, please.
Yes, okay.
Real Americans of all colors and creeds. Those aren't white people. They're Mexicans, Asians, you name it. They're being burned out of their homes, homeless.
Rob, you had a question mark there, and then you went back to your speech, okay? I'm going to answer your question, so it's now my turn, okay? Donald Trump is, and I'm going to take as long as you took. Donald Trump is doing nothing for us. He's doing nothing to fight our enemies. Are you serious? And I'll turn that over to you. Are you serious about what you just said? Doing nothing?
How can these fires and all these crazy fires in California?
Okay, now I'll take the microphone back. Okay, I'll take the microphone back. Donald Trump is one man who puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like you. When he wakes up in the morning, he can't. Do you think a guy comes into his office and says, Mr. President, there's weird fire devices in use out in California. Now, bingo, you act now. Fire devices in California. There's blue devices. You mentioned something else. Laser devices, things in the sky. You act right now. Donald Trump has 24 hours in the day. He takes about 4 hours of that to sleep, we hear. Okay? He has to deal with saving our country, saving our jobs, battling the demon rats, battling Bob Mueller. So if he can't get, here's my point. And here's the illogic of your position and anyone else who takes a position like yours. If you blame him for not solving every problem you can think up or find, and that proves your logic. You said it. He's doing nothing. That's not good logic. That's not good thinking. That's not winning thinking, Rob. This man is saving your world. Help him, please. Help him. Don't rag on him. Help him. Send him a message about the fire.
Is the mic open?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I thought you had the mic closed on me. Okay. No, so I call in a bunch, and I give you kudos. I give Trump, I stand behind, and I give Trump a lot of backing, and I say things that he's doing, and I mention all sorts of things. But this
well,
is
good.
I think I'm in the mood right now after the way you just talked to Dave, okay? And the way you're talking about, I don't like you. I don't like. I know. I don't take any bit of like too much history. When you start telling us history, I kind of like take it with a grain of salt because you are. I don't know what's going on with you with this stuff. But the number one reason Hitler's the most hated man in history, next to Christ, man, mind you, is the same people that have put Christ as number one hated person in the world is the same people that do it to Hitler. Okay, and these same people are doing it to Trump. Okay,
hey, wait a minute, Rob,
please.
I'm 70 years old.
This goes all the way back to the temples and turning over the money table.
Rob,
okay?
Rob, this stuff hasn't changed. Rob, I'm 70 years old. You telling me that Jesus is the most hated person in the world? That's the first time I've ever heard that in 70 years. Come on, man, you got to do better than that. No, Hitler. What a weak Hitler is hated. For darn good reasons. He was a monster. He was a psychopath. He was a killer. Then they just say, well,
what do you think Churchill was? What do you think Stalin was?
Hitler. So if you could come up with another guy
Lincoln,
who's bad.
Come on, tell me how great Lincoln was. Tell me how great Stalin is. Churchill
is. Let me ask
you
this, Rob. Let's cut right to the chase. Was Hitler a great man?
Tell me how great Roosevelt was letting
Pearl Harbor get bombed. Was Hitler a monster, yes or no?
I'm still working on that. You know what? But he's not as bad as everyone says he is.
Okay, we got it. That's all. That's what I needed to hear. Now I know the story. Okay, we don't need to go in and out about Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin. I know. Look, you are so far out of touch. Your neighbors, go down your street, go out in the street, walk to your next door and knock on the door and say,
was
Hitler a monster?
Why would I do that when they're getting the same indoctrination system as most of the other people?
No, they're just as smart as you are, Rob. Trust me.
They're just as smart as
you. You don't have some kind of superior intellect. Neither do I. All right. We'll come right back with Laura in Michigan right after this. Thanks for the call, Rob.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks, we're about to start our next half hour here of lively radio. Boy, I'll tell you what, the time is going. Gee whiz. Folks out there in listener land do not like boring radio. I especially don't like boring radio. I'm with you. So I like to get it out there, get in the ring, and let's debate. Let's have it out. And one of the things I'm doing right now that is very refreshing, let me tell you, folks, you are present at history. What you're hearing on this radio show now has never happened before. A leader of white nationalism, yes, I will be so presumptuous as to say that I am. Okay, one of the most prominent men in white nationalism in the last 20 years, with very high credentials, on the inside, at the top, running things. I'm the first guy. This is wrong, folks. There's something really wrong here. I'm the first guy, you're hearing it right now, to say Hitler sucks. That's wrong, folks. And it hit me like a ton of bricks, that particular formulation. Where's the guy? Where's the essay? Where's the book? Where's the website where someone who's prominent in white nationalism says what every normal white person on earth knows? that Hitler sucks. Hitler was a monster. He was a killer. He's done more damage to our race than any man who ever breathed. And that's easy to prove. It's measure it by any measure. Number of people killed, number of cities leveled, number of treasures destroyed. Any measure you want. Babies killed, women killed, men killed, gene pools destroyed. Hitler wins. And everything he did that was destructive didn't need to happen. There was nothing inevitable about September 1st, 1939. The Wehrmacht and the Luftwaffe did not need to go into Poland at all. Hitler didn't need to launch a suicidal war against the white people of Russia. It wasn't Bolsheviks that he was killing by the millions. It was average white people like you who died by the millions, by the tens of millions in Russia. And the Stalin regime that Hitler was supposedly fighting was saved by Hitler. Eastern Europe was handed to Stalin by Hitler. Hitler saved Stalin's bacon. Don't tell me there's some rationale for the insanity of his actions. But here's what I'm getting at, folks. Donald Trump hates Hitler. So do all normal, red-blooded American men and women. They all do. They always have. They always will. That's not going to change. If it hasn't changed from 1945 to 2018, do you think it's going to change in the next 70 years? No, it's not. Is that all because I think the last caller said, well, the people are brainwashed. They don't know the truth. No, what an easy explanation. I'm smarter than you because you've been brainwashed. No, my fellow white folks are smart people. It's why they're worth saving. If our race was stupid and could be just easily led by the nose, what's the point of saving it? They're stupid and incompetent and worthless. They're not. They're beautiful. They're brilliant. They invented everything. They're smart people and they hate Hitler. It's not because some Jewish guy brainwashed them that Hitler, who's a nice guy, was actually a bad guy. You have to have incredible contempt for white people to think that they're that stupid and that easily gulled. Am I one of those stupid people? Do you want to see my membership? Oh, here's my Mensa membership card right here. I'll pull it out of my wallet. IQ 150. Am I one of those stupid people? No. Hitler was a monster. That was my key. It's a key question. If you can't answer, was Hitler a monster? If you can't answer that, yes, you got a problem, my friend. We'll be back in just a moment with Laura in Michigan.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Stands, and Gretchen Wilson as well, and all the other red-blooded Americans who, we all believe pretty much the same things, all of us red-blooded American patriots. And we've been wanting leadership. We've been wanting for decades somebody who was like us. And that man's name is Donald John Trump. Well, anyway, you're kind of hearing history here on this show. You've had tastes of this in previous shows, pretty big tastes, but I'm really dishing it out to you here today, is that you're hearing one of the leaders of white nationalism. Yes, that is a role I have had for some time. You're hearing the first time you're hearing a leader in white nationalism saying what every red-blooded American, Merle Haggard, Gretchen Wilson, or Donald Trump believes, which is that, and I'll just put it in the shortest form, Hitler sucks. In everything. Not on some things. Not on balance. Not the bad outweighs the good. There ain't no good. The man was, and this is the sad part, continues to be the worst catastrophe in the history of the white race. That's the sad part. This isn't history. The last caller said, you know, Kelso, you're going on and on about history. History that is just history, you know, is less interesting than history that is smacking us in the face right now. And that's the problem with Hitler and with the white nationalist movement. It's still full of people who, I kind of want to avoid giving names. But George Lincoln Rockwell founded the American Nazi Party in 1959. A lot of the people that, I mean, if you had to list who are the leaders of white nationalism, a lot of those names that you would come up with were members of the American Nazi Party. Now, any of them that are listening right now to my voice are squirming, going, God, Kelso, don't name me! A lot of those leaders that are still alive and kicking today and leaders in white nationalism were members of the American Nazi Party. Have they ever denounced Hitler or the American Nazi Party? No, they haven't. I mean, I don't know of any who have. Not one. And as I say, that's part of the Kelso challenge here and the Kelso riddle. Send me an email, you know, message me somehow. Send me a letter. James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. And is there somebody that I missed in all these years of reading, spending all day, every day reading, studying this movement? Devoting myself to it full time all this time, I somehow missed organizing all these events, leading all these organizations. I somehow missed somebody who disliked Hitler as much as normal Americans do. Normal white folks everywhere. Let me see here. Let me get to my call here and see if I'm missing a caller. No, I'm not.
Oh, I finally got through, James.
Oh, hey, Paul. I heard somebody stumble through the door.
Yeah, Paul, listen. I got held up, so I'm only just now getting on. But these are exciting times.
Yes, they are, and I'll tell you the excitement today. I do you know when I say this name, Frank, my buddy Frank. Do you know the Frank I'm talking about in Tennessee?
Yeah, I know him, yes.
Yeah, Frank. Well, Frank...
That's called Father Frank.
Yeah, Father Frank. Yeah, Father Francis. Frank was at the Unite the Right 2 rally in Washington today, and I was talking to him numerous times on the phone and looking at him as he's holding his cell phone talking with me. I'm looking at him on camera, which is pretty darned exciting with all these amateur cameras that are out there, people, you know, putting stuff up live on the internet, which all of us can do now. You folks out there in the audience, I can't tell you how easy and simple it is to put your face up live on the internet. Anyway, the Unite the Right rally today, this is a remarkable thing, Paul. I don't know if this news has gotten to you. There weren't 20 people.
Really, that few?
Yes. 20 people, and, you know, give or take a few. I mean, less than 24 and more than 12. Wow. And Frank was one of them. And the there's interesting news like that. You know, you have to sit down and think about that. How could it be so small with worldwide publicity? You know, front page New York Times, front page my local rag here. You know, Unite the Right rally coming to Washington, D.C. Big deal, making a big deal out of it. And there are only 20 people there. Wow. I mean, that's hard to do. That's hard to achieve. Then the other thing, good news, there was no violence. Now, it's not over with yet. I'm watching it. I'm watching the live cameras because the right wing part of Unite the Right is over. And those folks, those 20 folks who are long gone, back on the subway and back to their cars in Virginia. But the left, the thousands of people who showed up on the left and were all over the streets of Washington, D.C., they're marching right now in the rain.
Good. You know, I have a couple of thoughts on that. You know Andrew Anglin of Daily Stormer? I mean, not personally, but you know who he is.
Yes, I do.
Well, they put out a very clear message not to attend. And what they were saying, what he said, and I'm summarizing, is if you attend, you will be up on the social media. You may lose your job. If you're a student, you may be expelled. If you want to get into a trade or a school, you may not be able to do that. You may be ruining your life. There are other ways to be active. And then he went on to.
Okay, that's interesting that Anglin said that. But let me give you my rather curt opinion on Andrew Anglin. I don't like him at all. And I don't like his website, The Daily Stormer, which is a Nazi website. And folks, I will say that unequivocally. If Andrew Anglin wants to come on the radio and debate with me, is Andrew Anglin a Nazi? Yes, he is. Is his website a Nazi website? Yes, it is. And is that why the pro-white cause has failed for more than half a century? Guys like Andrew Anglin? Yes. That. Guys like Matt Heimbach? Yes. That is why the pro-white cause has been an utter, complete failure for more than half a century, starting with George Lincoln Rockwell, the Marine Corps pilot who had the genius idea of forming the American Nazi Party after fighting in World War II. That has been a total failure for all this time. And Andrew Anglin continues the tradition. And Paul, this is a rather historic broadcast here, because Kelso, I'm only speaking for myself. I am the first leader in white nationalism to say loud and clear, Hitler sucks. I am the first one. And Paul, I mean, if you can name another one, you know, think of one. I can't. And I'm not going to name names, but I've been at the top of white nationalism for a couple of decades. I organized the David Duke conferences. I ran the David Duke office. I edited the David Duke reports. I edited the Duke books. I was Duke's right-hand man, according to the SPLC and everybody else who ever commented on it. I ran Stormfront right below Don Black. I was the senior moderator, the administrator, the biggest, you know, white nationalist website. And I labored in the vineyard there for years and years, telling people, get the swastikas off this website. Don't make your screen name SS this and SS that. And I, for years, thought, well, I can win this fight. I can persuade these people to stop doing this because you're killing the pro-white movement. I failed. I failed with David. I failed with Stormfront. I failed with the National Alliance. I can go on and name other groups I have failed with. And these are tiny groups. It's another announcement to you folks today. The white nationalism is a microscopic movement. I'm the guy who, you know, sends the mailings over the years. I'm the guy who, you know, banked the checks and put them in the bank. And I can tell you how many people were there. It's not a movement of a million people, not of 500,000, not of 100,000, not of 50,000. You know, when I did, you know, the most well-known white nationalist in the world, David Duke, I put the mailing in the mailing. You know, I know the size of our operation. I know how many books actually got sold. It's microscopic, folks. It's tiny. It's only, we're a legend in our own minds, or we were. Where is it big? Where is white nationalism big? Wolf Blitzer makes it big. And I arrange those shows. I'm the guy who got on the phone with Wolf Blitzer's producer and said, okay, yeah, we'll have David on the show here this afternoon. You know, or how about, you know, blah, blah. I'm the guy. And so that makes a big splash. But that's not the good news. That's the bad news. The bad news that being pro-white, and this is what the Trump phenomenon is, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump has proved that a plain old normal red-blooded American who average America can identify with in his beliefs and who he is, can lead and can give us what we've been demanding all these decades. We don't want Hitler. We don't want National Socialism. Normal white people think Hitler sucks. But David's been out there saying Hitler's a pretty cool guy. And Don Black, you know, here's a name for you. He's been saying, he's been running a website where Hitler is saluted. I've been in meetings where the people in the meeting refer to Hitler as, now get this, folks, when's the last time this happened to you? That somebody in a meeting, a planning meeting, referred to Adolf Hitler as the Führer. The Führer. He's still the Führer for them. A movement with that kind of a leadership is guaranteed to fail. And you know who knows that better than I know it? Heidi Beirich at the SPLC. She knows that a movement with that leadership is guaranteed to fail. It's a dead certainty that that movement, a movement led by people who call Hitler the Führer, is going to fail. And so she's ready to promote it. She's smart. The SPLC is smart. That is playbook number in their playbook. If you could go into their inner sanctum, the most secret office at the SPLC building in Montgomery, Alabama, and you could talk to the top three people who have the inner secrets of the SPLC, what's your number one play? How have you been so successful? How is it that you have $500 million in your bank account? What's your secret? And they'll say this, very simple. All we have done for our entire history is promote the equation that pro-white equals pro-Hitler. That's all we've had to do. Pro-white equals pro-Hitler. And then we publicize. We find a guy like Matt Heimbach, who's a nobody. He's a nobody. We find him somewhere in Keokuk, and we now proclaim on the front page of the New York Times, Matt Heimbach, the new leader of the pro-white movement, the new white nationalist genius and leader, and we'll put him on national television. Wolf Blitzer will interview him. The New York Times will put him on the front page. Why do they do that? Heidi Beirich's a smart woman. Why does she do that? Because it makes us look like asses. It makes white nationalism look so stupid that no normal white person wants to have anything to do with it. And they do this over. I've watched it for year after year after year. Next year, there's going to be another Matt Heimbach. It can't be Heimbach now because he was out. I won't go into the details of his undoing, but through his own personal failings, he went 90 degrees into the ground. But there'll be another Matt Heimbach next year that Heidi Beirich will discover, who's Zig Heiling. I mean, literally, Zig Heiling. She'll have pictures of him in front of swastikas with a bunch of guys Zig Heiling. You know, and she had those with Matt Heimbach. So there'll be a new guy next year, and she'll promote him as the leader of white nationalism. And white people, by their millions, will say, honey, we don't want anything to do with this thing. Let's go do something else. Let's go to the beach, or let's go to the, you know, let's take the kids to orchestra. Let's do something other than white nationalism, because we don't want to have anything to do with the most hated man in history. And it's not that he's misunderstood. I'll throw another name in here. Mark Weber. I'm sick of it. How many meetings have I been to with Mark Weber, you know, my friend in California, where he has explained to me over and over again that Hitler is a better guy. He's not such a bad guy. He's misunderstood. And I've had endless debates with Mark Weber saying, you know, going over the details that I know of Hitler's murderous life, murdering people left and right, murdering people he didn't like, having them, you know, strangled and shot and bayoneted, having the SS go out and get him in the middle of the night. I've debated that with Mark. Nothing. Mark Weber, it's like water off a duck's back. As far as Mark Weber's concerned, Hitler is God. And Mark's in a cult, which guarantees it seals white nationalism off from average Americans. Mark will always be able to get 20 or 30 people into a meeting at his offices to rhapsodize about Hitler. And that'll keep the lights on. But that's total failure, folks. That's total failure. And that's got to stop. Not. I mean, Mark can go ahead and do what hell he wants, and all these other guys can, conveniently not condemn Hitler, have no bad word to say about Hitler. Go ahead, fine. But the reason I'm happy, and I'm happy for my children, is that this show, it's why I created this show, The Trump Phenomenon. Thank God, a red-blooded American patriot who simply loves our people has come along and proved that our people will respond to such leadership. And there's no hidden agenda. We're not going to ever find out someday that Donald Trump, actually, when he was a young man, was a member of the American Nazi Party, or that he's got a swastika armband in the top drawer of his desk. We're never going to have anything like that. And no, it doesn't mean Donald Trump is David Duke Light, or he's a watered-down version. He's okay as far as he goes, but he doesn't go far enough. But that's okay. We forgive him. To hell with that! Donald Trump is a great man, and the people I've been working with are midgets! We'll be right back, folks. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just a earthbound mystery.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, we're back, and the switchboard has lit up like a Christmas tree, and I've got to keep a couple people waiting to do this, and I'm going to go out of order. because I've got, I mentioned Frank, Father Francis. I mentioned him just a little earlier in the show, and he's with us. Oh, he just dropped. Oh, okay. Well, he was reporting from D.C., from the rally there. Let me see. I'll try dialing him back myself on my own phone, get him to call back. But let's go now to, in order, Laura in Michigan, Patty in Missouri, Jeff in Michigan, and Mike in Long Island. Let us start with Laura in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hi, James. I've been monitoring Washington today on all three channels. And if I was an average white person, I think they keep calling Antifa communists the good and the Kessler side, the white people the bad. And here's a question from a Fox reporter. Why are white people so adamant about having civil rights? Can you imagine saying that about blacks? Why are we so adamant about having civil rights? I mean, this is so one-sided. It's unbelievable. And the other
Laura, let me just say this. I think one reason, I was going to ask Father Francis, Frank, at the rally, I was going to ask him this because I was talking with him as he was, you know, participating in the rally. One reason that I think Jason Kessler had such a small turnout, it wasn't because Andrew Anglin said, you know, you might lose your job or something like this. That's always been true. That's not new. I think the reason people, Jason had a remarkably small turnout. I'm telling you, 20 people. With worldwide attention and coverage, I think the reason was, I think Jason was boycotted by the Nazi part of our movement. I think the word went, I think the word went out among the Nazis, Jason's not a Nazi. Boo on him.
People use the word Nazi or neo-Nazi as the reporters. They keep putting word.
But Laura, here's the thing. I have to deal with this debate, you know, all the time, and I welcome it. All right. Yes, it's true that left-wing communist, dirty rat reporters, media writers, they will probably as long as we live, Laura, they will be calling us Nazis.
Right.
That doesn't mean, now that's okay. So what follows from that? Does it follow from that? Well, then it doesn't really much matter whether we are. Well, Kelso responds, yes, it does. It really matters. And some of us actually love Hitler. Not me, not ever for a second. But there are an unusual, very, very small group of people out there who, in fact, have a copy of Mein Kampf, you know, on their desk, and they have a picture of Hitler, and they have a World War II Nazi flag that they paid $1,000 for that they show to their friends when they visit, you know. There are such people. It's a tiny little group, and there's of all sorts of variety of reasons that somebody could be in such a tiny, unusual group. But they're not right. They aren't on to something. You know, they aren't. Hitler was not a nice guy. What he did was horrible for our race. But the point is this: if Laura, there have been enough of these people in white nationalism that it's killed it. It has killed
that question. Why are white people interested in having civil rights?
Well, hang on. Laura, stay there. And I've got to go more quickly than I'm going. But I'm going to answer that very good question right after this break. Oh, really? Okay, folks. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I got carried away. And now I owe all these rain checks to Laura, Patty, Jeff, and Mike. And we'll catch you all tomorrow night from 9 to 10 Eastern time. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.